So, we were at the place where it says, while doing this visualization, recite 21 times Ontari Tatari Tiri Lamaya Panitana Krishna Kuru Soha, and then recite as much as possible Ontari Tatari Tiri Soha. Okay? So we had like a long, drawn out explanation about all of that. I should add, it's very nice sometimes to really focus on just the sound of the mantra, especially if your mind is quite jumpy and agitated and restless. Just, you know, really let it sink into the vibration of the mantra and the sound of the mantra. You know, I mean, I use that image of just sinking into that because it really works to steady the mind. And when you do a lot of mantra recitation, which, as I was saying the other day, is one of the points of doing these practices when we're initially, you know, doing tantra, we'll find that the mantra creates a vibration in our body, you know, and in our mind. Not a big vibration where you're humming with the mantra, but, you know, it does affect your physical energy and your mental energy. And so I found sometimes, you know, that I can really feel it. If my mind is out of sorts, then you can feel how the energy of the mantra and the energy of the mind are not mixing together. Some of you have had that experience. Yeah. And so that's how you get some, you know, your own proof, your own experience. And it creates a certain energy, you know, in your mind. So you want to stay with that energy. It's good during the break times after you finish, you know, your session and you stand up, that you continue saying the mantra. You know, don't just think, oh, I only say the mantra when I'm sitting down. No, you should be saying it as you're walking around, as you're doing all sorts of other things as well. Okay? Then, the next line says, think and feel. Okay, so think and feel, not just think. I am liberated from all negative karma, disturbing attitudes and negative emotions, disease, interferences, and dangers of untimely death. I will use my life in a meaningful way to transform my mind, develop love, compassion, the six far-reaching practices, and to act in ways that benefit others, myself, and our environment. And you can add any other strong aspirations you want to add at that point, too. Okay? So let's start. You want to think and feel, I am liberated from all negative karma. Okay. So what that means is that all that stuff you've been hanging on to, feeling guilty about, you know, when you stole the crayons from your brother when you were 7 years old, from then on, you know, everything you've been hanging on to, you let go of, you release, you think all that negative karma has been purified. Now, of course, it all hasn't been purified, but by repeatedly thinking that way, after doing the purification practice, that is what makes it purified. Whereas if we do the purification practice and afterwards we think, I haven't purified anything, then the purification practice doesn't work. So you think, I have purified it, you feel what it feels like to release that, and that whole psychological change becomes part of the purification that is reducing the heaviness of these negative actions we've done. Okay? So, like I always say, you know, really owning our negativities instead of denying them, but owning them and then purifying them, and then, you know, really thinking and feeling, now I've purified them. That actually, you know, makes a very profound change in us psychologically as well as spiritually and karmically. Okay? So very important to think that. And then you also think, all my disturbing attitudes and negative emotions, in other words, all the afflictions, the six root, the 20 auxiliary, the 84,000, that they're all gone. Okay? Which means that you don't sit here and with your mind going, ah, I can't stand that person. Why didn't this person do this? And, oh, I really hope I get this and that and the other thing. And, you know, you just let go of all those thoughts and for a moment give yourself the mental space to think of what it would be like to never feel offended, to never feel angry, to never get jealous, yeah, to never lose your self-confidence. Give yourself a chance to feel that way, okay? It's kind of like, in one way you can say it's pretend, but pretend is very powerful. Yeah, in our life we pretend a lot, and that and our pretending is what creates the cause for us to do something. You know, when we were little kids, what did we do? We dressed up in mommy and daddy's clothes, and we pretended to be, well,
a nun.
I was grown up. When I grew up, we were supposed to pretend to be policemen and firemen and doctors. And, you know, I don't know what you're pretending to be now. You know, maybe rap star. But, you know, you whatever it is you desire to be, we have to be able to have some image of ourselves as being like that in order to actually become like that. You know, in order to go to college, you have to have some image of yourself as a student who's going to college, you know. So in the same way, to become a Buddha, we have to have some image of what it would be like to be a Buddha, you know. Not just with our body being a Buddha's body, but especially mentally, what it would be like to be a Buddha. Okay? So you spend some time thinking, well, what would that be like? Yeah? And you might actually find that as you're pretending to have that feeling, you might actually genuinely begin to have that feeling. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I'm not talking about the kind of pretending we do when we're angry and we pretend to be so sweet to the other person, you know. I'm not talking about being that kind of, you know, I'm not talking about being a hypocrite. I'm talking about releasing the mind that says the only possible way I can feel in this situation is anger, you know, and releasing that mind and giving ourselves the opportunity to think about experiencing some other emotion instead. I'm not talking about repressing. I'm talking about giving the mind some space to see alternatives. Okay? So we'll continue with that verse.